bienvenue à Eugenie Kuchenko from Russia, best place in the short program, followed by Evan Gaisachev, USA, second place, then Daisuke Takahashi from Japan, third. Before we open the floor to questions, could you give us a short comment on your performance of today? Eugenie, we start with you.
I'm going to speak Russian, please. I'm a little bit tired today. Сегодня выиграно первое сражение. Но большой бой будет после там. Поэтому сегодня я буду краток. Всю свою энергию я просто хочу победить.
I'll speak Russian today. Today our first fight was won. But the big fight will come on Thursday. I'll be very brief today and I will try to preserve my energy for the big fight.
Thank you. Could we have a comment from you, Ivan?
Well, I'm really happy skating in this building. And tonight was a special night for me because a lot of my friends and family that don't normally get to see me skate, especially live, were here. So it was a special moment that we shared, and to mimic what Yevgeny said, this just sets us up for the main event. And I feel great tonight, but I'll try to put it out of my memory as quickly as possible.
Thank you. Thanks, okay? A comment?
I'm happy this result after short program. And I'm going to speak Japanese. 今日は、まあ、自分自身いい緊張で滑れて、すごく、まあ、本当にお客さん盛り上がってくれて楽しく滑ることができました。
Today, my condition was really good and I could skate pretty well, and the crowd was really nice, lots of fans and lots of Japanese legs, and it was really good.
Thank you. So please, the floor is open to questions. Please wait for the microphone. Identify yourself before asking the question. Thank you. Start with
Jerry Longman from the New York Times. For all of you, the answer may be obvious, but could you all talk about the quad and whether you think it's necessary to win, to have it in the long program, and whether the rewards outweigh the risks? All three of you. Thank you.
Я буду делать по-любому четверной прыжок. Но я думаю, что это будущее все равно фигурного катания. Прыгать четверной нужно. Ну, можно дискутировать и можно много говорить, что он не нужен, что нужно делать другие какие-то вещи. Но мне кажется, мы возвращаемся в прошлое.
I'll do quad jump in any case. I believe that the future of figure skating is in quad jumps. One can discuss a lot about whether it's good or not, whether it's good to focus on other things. But by doing so, you'll be going backwards in time.
Well, for me, I've spent a lot of time working on every aspect of my skating, and I guess if you ask a speed skater if there's one stroke they do that's more important than any other, they would say no, that everything, every stroke is equally important, and I feel that way about my program, that each stroke I take, each step I take, each jump, each spin is of equal importance. And, you know, sometimes it's easiest for us to forget about maybe the simpler moves and to take them for granted, and that's where me personally, I've run into some problems this season, so I know on Thursday I won't take any step in that free skate for granted, and I'll be trying to maximize points.
まあ、4回転ジャンプは長野の時から4回転を成功させている人がチャンピオンになっていると思うので、オリンピックで4回転というのは必要になってくるというか、これから勝つために4回転は必要ですし、男子の醍醐味として4回転がはやはりやっていくことがこれからにつながるというか、4回転を成功させるということが僕は必要になってくると思いますし、まあ、僕自身の求めているパフォーマンスというところで4回転を成功させて、その中でパフォーマンスをこのオリンピックでしたいと思っているので、 まあ、必要か必要じゃないかは、まあ、人それぞれ違うかもしれないですけど、僕にとっては必要だと思います。
For me, since Nagano Olympics, I think so many people have been trying the quad jump, and to me, I think it is necessary for something like Olympics and to be successful for my personal success. I believe that I would like to include my quad jump in my excuse me in my performance, and I think it is important for the future.
I promise to work on my Russian, but please in English. Why do you find the quad jumps important for the future of figure skating?
Well, you know, in 90s or 80s, everybody jumped, for example, 80s, doubles, yeah? Then figure skating going up. Then the skaters start jump triples. Then triple axle. Then quadruple. And I think the future, we need to make quad sal, quad flip, quad lat, but in the future. Of course, we need transition, we need speeds, we need steps, harder and harder. But, I don't know, triples, we did this, I don't know, I made triples in 94. I don't know, the old sports, I know speed skating. They have new timing. Yeah. The biathlon, new timing. Short track, new timing. I think we stopped. I think that's my view. Maybe sometimes some people gonna say it's wrong. But thank you, colleague. He said the same. That's my point.
Yes, for Evgeny, right here. You've talked about how important the quad is. You had a beautiful quad tonight. The other two gentlemen did not, and yet they are right there with you. What does that say about how important artistry is to you, to the sport? Thanks.
Ребята очень хорошо катались, и я очень рад, что у нас будет хорошая конкуренция. Это очень здорово. Это будет давать еще больше адреналина. Зрителям будет еще больше нравиться. Вот поэтому я очень рад вообще. Что я вернулся в спорт и катаюсь с такими прекрасными фигуристами. Поэтому мне будет приятно. Приятно соревноваться. Это будет тяжело, но будет приятно. Я думал, что с каждой Олимпиадой будет легче и легче. Но оказалось все наоборот. Больше нервничаешь, больше переживаешь. Сложнее намного. Я хотел сегодня быть краток, но не получается. Вот, поэтому очень здорово, что судьи нас так оценили, расценили. Моя задача делать свою работу, сегодняшнюю работу я выполнил. Работа судей – ставить оценки. Спасибо.
Other skaters skated very well today, and it's very wonderful. So that means that there would be more adrenaline, there would be a better competition, and the public will enjoy it, spectators will enjoy it more and more. And I will enjoy that skating very much, because there would be a very tough competition, but that would be very enjoyable competition as well. I thought that with each Olympics, it will become easier to compete. But apparently, it's getting harder, and I get nervous more. However, I'm very happy that I returned to skating. after 2 years, and I'll enjoy this experience very much. My job is to do a great job on earth, and I've done my job well today. Judge's job is to give us marks, so to each its own task. And it's wonderful that we have such a great competition.
Any other questions?
We have great competitors. Okay.
どうも、高橋さんに質問したいんですけども、すいません、どうもすいません。あさってに向けてですね、怪我の影響は全然ないか、それか、まあ、どのような調子で、あさっての戦いをに挑んでいきたいかというのを聞かせてください。
The question is, how is your injury and is it going to be okay? And also, how are you going to try your freestyle program on Thursday? What's your, what are you thinking about? What's your hope for it?
もう怪我の影響っていうのは全くなくて、自分自身ベストコンディションで来ています。まあ、フリーに向けては、まあ、今日と変わらず、まあ、自分が今まで練習してきたことだけを考えて、木曜日のフリーは臨みたいと思います。
My injury is perfect, so I'm in the best condition right now, and I'll just do what I've been practicing, and I'll just try to do my best on Thursday.
Thank you. We have a question here. For you? You want to? Yes?
Evan, at every practice this week, you have run through your program from beginning to end every time the music plays. What does that do when you step on the ice just for the short program?
Oh, well, you know, I guess that's the same as what I would do at home. However, I do it 4 or 5 times at home, so to do it once a day is not really a big deal. But at the same time, I feel like it's important for me to...at least to some extent keep my cardio going while I'm here, and we've been practicing now 4 or 5 days, so that's a long time to go without doing a run through, so I think it's important to keep my cardio up, obviously, so that I feel that capacity is there when I need to put it on the line on Thursday.
Question for Evgeny. Do you feel that your reputation and experience and past success in the sport gives you any kind of psychological advantage going into the free skate?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. Does he feel that his experience and reputation and past success in the sport gives him a psychological advantage going into the free skate?
Я уже ответил, что с каждой Олимпиадой, с каждым соревнованием все тяжелее и тяжелее. Поэтому да, у меня больше всех титулов. Да, я постарше. Да, у меня есть опыт. Но они же хотят обыграть. Они же хотят выиграть. А мне надо удержать. Поэтому удерживать всегда тяжелее, чем догонять.
I already said that with each Olympic Games, with each competition, it's getting harder and harder. Yes, I have more titles, I'm older, I'm more experienced, but they all want to win. And I have to hold on. And it's always harder to hold on than just go ahead and jump ahead.
Please, if somebody wants to, one question for me, please, because I need to go to doping, and if I'm not going to go to doping is going to be here. Please.
So the last question for Jerry will be for...
I'm waiting already an hour, and I can't.
No problem. Last question for you.
I love you, but I can't.
Actually, I have one question for you, Evgeny, and one for Evan. How did you feel about your transition score today?
Very good. You know, I'm so happy with the result today. Believe me, believe me. I'm happy with my performance today. I did everything what I can today. That's everything for me. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I need to go.
Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you very much.
So if you don't have any other questions, do you have another question for our two remaining guests? One last question?
Yeah, can I have a question to Evan?
Yeah.
Evan, you were the first youth man to success a quad in SBS National and become the champion. You used to push the jump, you promoted the jump very strongly. What changed your opinion and how did your opinion evolve?
Well, actually, I used to really enjoy training the quad, and I looked forward to it every day. And I thought it was important for me to always try it in competition, and a lot of times I fell, but several times I did land it, until I broke my foot, and then it became less fun to train it and more scary, and I still have some pain from doing it, and when I start doing it more like I did before Nationals and before this competition, I felt like the risk of injury was definitely there, and you know, leading up to the World Championships last year was a really tough time for me, wondering whether I would be able to make it through the event with a stress factor or not. And I really did not want my Olympic experience to be like that. And that's why I decided that I should lay off of the, you know, that pressure on the left foot and try to give it a chance to make it through these games successfully.
Thank you. Ms. Gillian? Okay, so we close here this press conference. Thank you again for your participation. Merci de votre participation. Bonsoir, à demain.